BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Today's Scott Mills Daily is the search for Greg James.
Hold on, I think we've got a level here, Scott. This is a weird podcast, isn't it? Because this isn't normal show stuff. We were blindsided when we turned up to do the radio today. And it all sort of unfolded at the start, didn't it? It started with Greg James not appearing on his show in the morning.
Confusing.
And by the time it got to our show, we realised we were at the start of something very exciting.
Greg James.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi. Yes, I can. And this is the first time I've communicated with Radio 1. I've been listening all morning and it's been so infuriating and maddening. And
So I put the radio on this morning and I heard various people, but none of them were you, and I saw you last night. I heard Adele Roberts from Coach Trip and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I heard
Tom Walker.
I think I heard Matt Edmondson from Extra Factor. Like,
Jordan was on.
Jordan North. Like
Ariel Free very briefly.
Right, it was from just Love Island. Like, so many people. Because I saw you last night and you were fine.
And it was as normal, having an amazing time, and then it was one of the best Brits I've ever seen.
We all had a right laugh.
And then I went off to one of the after parties.
I was with you.
And then,
yes.
Yeah, we literally travelled together to that party.
Yes.
Right.
That's what's so confusing. So,
I went to the toilet and never saw you again.
So I was there. It was really busy. It got really, really busy. And then, I guess, it must have been like an hour and a half in, I got bundled out of the back door, a blindfold was put on me, and then I was put in a car, and then driven around. It's so hazy because, and you can hear in my voice, I had a lot of wine.
Yeah.
And I was sort of in the back of this car.
I mean, we all had some
wine.
And
I fell asleep for a bit.
Did you?
So I fell asleep because there was no. Well, because I was just sort of blindfolded and it was all silent, and then someone put headphones on me, just playing weird lift music. And then, I guess it was like an hour or so, maybe a bit more. It was then bundled out of this car, put in a wheelchair, with a blindfold still on, and taken somewhere. I guess some sort of building. Well, it is a building, clearly. And now I'm in a white room with nothing in it apart from a single bed and the clothes I wore. I'm still in my Brit stuff from last night.
Oh, you must stink.
Wow.
You must stink.
It stinks in here. I'm sort of festering in my own filth. But it's been I feel like I'm slowly losing my mind because I've been sat here listening to Radio 1, but this microphone hasn't been working until this moment. But
hang on. Scott's just been given a note.
Yeah. Greg has been captured by someone at the Brits, but he doesn't know who. Luckily for him, he has millions of Radio 1 listeners to act as detectives. Greg's captor doesn't want to let him out, but they're only human. Have they covered their tracks perfectly, or have they made a mistake and given themselves away? The investigation starts now. Could you be the one to work out who's got Greg?
Who's got Greg?
Oh, here we go.
So, there's clearly clues that we can all try and crack together. I mean, I heard a couple of musical clues maybe in that thing you just read. I'm on hyper alert now.
Greg has been captured by someone at the Brits. But that could be anyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's another search. I mean, if I was blindfolded and kidnapped as much in my job, I wouldn't like it.
I didn't expect this the day after the Brits. Suddenly, heart beating a bit more and I'm having to engage the brain.
I've got a little anxiety, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's like that beer fear, this is sort of bringing it to another level.
And it's obvious to say Rag and Bone Man because in the message that I read, it says, only human. Greg's captor doesn't want to let him out, but they're only human.
Exactly.
So obviously, everyone goes to Rag and Bone Man, but there must be, like, less obvious clues than that.
Well, I do think there's something in this line here, in that note. Have they covered their tracks perfectly, or have they made a mistake and given themselves away? I wonder if this is somehow, I don't know, connected to the live lounge or someone that's performed in the live lounge, and maybe there was a clue that was given away there. Maybe they even said it was them. I don't know.
Also, like, people were wearing quite specific things last night. Harry Styles in the yellow suit. Anne-Marie all in pink. If I was Greg and I was suddenly, like, bundled into the back of a car or whatever, I maybe would have, like, taken, like, grabbed at something, like a pink bow or a bit of, like... I saw Harry have, like, a little yellow handkerchief out of his pocket.
What I don't get about this, yeah, has he been kidnapped? So if he's been kidnapped by someone... It was like, were they physically big? You know, were they... Was it a short pop star?
Right.
Was it like a massive one? Did they smell rich?
Thing is, right, with Rag and Bone, he's a big guy. He could hold you down.
True that.
But then also, let's not forget, after a little more thinking, Jonas Brothers have also released an album called Only Human. But then I didn't see them last night at the Brits. But then I didn't see Rag and Bone Man either. We've got to narrow it down to who was actually there last night. Let me know your thoughts on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Roisin in Belfast says, my money is on Lewis Capaldi having Greg because he would think it's hilarious. Let me tell you, Roisin, I was with Lewis Capaldi at, 3:17 a.m. Not capable of taking anybody, to be honest. I had a lovely picture with his mum and dad, like a family photo. Which
and they didn't have Greg?
No, but eventually they'll put that up in their lounge, like in black and white. It'll be me, mum, dad, and Lewis, like a family photo. I'm really annoyed you weren't there.
Yeah, I think I'd left by then.
Yeah.
One of our team was with Celeste at 4 a.m.
Right, in a lift.
In a lift.
With some of the vamps. Let's rule her out.
We can rule Connor from the vamps and Celeste out.
Great. Also, the Foles. I hate that.
The Foles.
The Foles. They seem like a pesky band, says Simon. Right, let's try and speak to Greg next and see if we've got any more evidence.
One! Scott Mills.
We can now speak to Greg James. Hello?
Hello.
Any the wiser?
No. So this is the thing. It appears that this is now a thing called Who's Got Greg. I was taken from the Brits after party last night. I didn't sort of deliberately miss the breakfast show this morning. It wasn't... I was listening to the whole thing from inside a room in a place I don't know where I am. I was taken out of that party. I was taken to the boss's place. That's all I've been told. And now this is a detective story, which I need everyone's help to try and solve. When I find out who's taken me, I can be released.
Was it a physically big person that took you?
Well, this is the thing, because it might not be... It might be the person they're working for, if you know what I mean. Mm. I don't know if it was the person or I was delivered to the boss's place. So I have no idea where I am right now. It was the mob. It's puzzling and... and also, it's important to say, sometimes, like with the hide-and-seek thing, me and Grim knew what was happening. With this one, I'm completely in the dark on it, and it's quite disorientating.
I just say, did you grab anything, like, detective-wise, or was it all too quick?
What do you mean, in terms of clues and stuff?
Yeah, like, I maybe would have, like, grabbed at something.
Did you grab their hat?
Well, no, I was sort of pushed into a car. The headphones were put on me, and I was just in this seat, and no one was talking to me. There was nobody around apart from just somebody driving the car. And then I was bundled out of it and then into this room. And then the blindfold was taken off, and I'm just in a white box room with a single bed and the clothes I was wearing at the Brits last night.
Guys, everyone needs to check Foles' Instagram and Twitter. They, at 10:46 p.m. last night, put a picture of you on with "You are coming with us," but I think that's too obvious. BBC Radio.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What leads have we got, Chris?
Well, I mean, everyone is suggesting different names. Like this person here, Milo, says, "My money's on Lizzo." In the news, it said she didn't win a Brit, but she did take one, which would make sense because Greg James is a Brit.
He is a Brit. Also, I haven't told you this. I nearly smuggled a Brit out last night in my man bag. You know the man bag I was carrying with me all night?
Yeah, man bag.
Almost got Lewis Capaldi's one of two Brits in the bag. But then his vocal coach, Evie Burnett, off of X Factor. Remember her back in the day?
Yes.
Right? She is now his vocal coach, and she was like, do not be taking that.
Really?
I'll have words with you, young man.
She was taking the Brit.
She took it for him. So a list of suspects. Foles, mentioned a lot. Dua Lipa, because Be The One. Rag and Bone, who apparently was there last night. Didn't see him, but people saw him on TV.
Yes. Also, he could physically take Greg. I don't know if that counts for much at the moment.
Some people saying CeeLo Green, because he was the monster in The Masked Singer. Under the mask, he's only human. Catherine and True, and that's quite a loose clue.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So who has got Greg? I mean, I could maybe use Find My Friend on my phone.
No, well, actually, yeah. Why not?
Like, I wouldn't even know how to do that. right, okay. Izzy, hello.
Hi.
Someone, somewhere, has got Greg James. Like, he didn't turn up for the breakfast show this morning, but that's because last night, someone bonded him out of the party he was at, the Brits, blindfolded. He'd had a bit of wine. Next thing you know, he's listening to his own breakfast show, but no one's telling him what's happened.
And this is it. If you're just tuning in right now, we need to work out who's got Greg. This is what this is all developed into. We go again, engage the brain. Let's do this.
Any ideas, let me know, 81199. Lizzo is one of the suspects, only because she was all over Greg on the TV last night until she found out he was married. Also, Dua Lipa, because in the message I read out earlier, which I was been told to read out, it said, Greg's captor doesn't want to let him out, but they're only human, rag and bone. Could you be the one, Dua Lipa, to work out who's got Greg? Izzy, what do you think?
Well, I think it might be Bruce Springsteen, because you mentioned that he was the boss, and he's also known as that.
Wow. Also, yes. Yeah, he was nominated last night, right?
Yeah, he was, I think.
How old are you, Izzy?
I'm 14.
Do you even know who Bruce Springsteen is?
No idea.
Excellent.
No, but that's right. His nickname was the boss. Greg mentioned something about a boss, but yeah that, well, yeah. Or he was, or when he was taken, he was told something about a boss. Yeah, the word boss was used at some point. Could be Bruce Springsteen. Imagine that.
I don't know how we're going to solve this. I think we need more from Greg. Like,
yeah,
surely,
there must
right?
Be clues.
There must be evidence in that. Like, now he's in the room. Like, he was blindfolded on the way there. But we can't just be shouting out names. He must have taken something or seen something or know
right.
something.
Here's what I think we need to do. I think we need to speak to Greg, get him to properly search the room. Have a proper look around. Just double check. Like,
we'll
proper look.
Scott Mills.
This is who's got Greg.
Yeah. Okay.
For the whole morning, I mean, I haven't been able to speak to anyone. I wasn't with my phone. I've been reunited now with it, and I can see all the messages from people like, he's going to be sacked, he's drunk, he missed his show. I did miss the show, but I was listening to the entire thing. I've not slept a wink. I've been able to listen to all of Radio 1, but I haven't been able to talk. So they're kind of messing with me with this thing. And everyone, all the presenters this morning, knew nothing about it. I was trying to talk to Adele as she was going, hello, is Greg going to be here? And I was like, I'm here, I can hear you.
Oh, how annoying. I would hate that.
Yeah, so it's been the most disorientating, frustrating 12 hours. But I'm in a room, and the fun game for everyone, not particularly fun for me at the minute, is who took me. You can work this out, and if you work it out, we work out who took me from the Brits, then I get released. So you've got to piece together loads of stuff. So you were talking about clues earlier.
Mm. You said about a red scarf. That's the one that stood out.
And I've been thinking about all this stuff since I was put in this room. And like, what? How the hell do we start with this thing? So there's a red scarf. I don't know if this is relevant. And the only thing which is definitely relevant was I was told that I was being taken to the boss's place.
Mm.
Now, I don't know what that means.
Well, that's why Izzy, who's 14, who's never heard of Bruce Springsteen, obviously got told by her mum that Bruce Springsteen is called The Boss, so rang up and was like, it's Bruce Springsteen. I was like, do you know who that is? She's like, nah.
I like this tweet from Andy. He's tweeted Radio 1, says, this Greg James kidnapping story is literally the most extreme cover story for someone missing work due to a hangover.
It's not that.
It turns out it's not, but this is fun. We're invested. We're in. The red scarf thing, thinking about it from the off. Well, I could have sworn I saw a picture of someone wearing a red scarf last night.
Right.
One of the artists.
Remember?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess this is it. So I've been looking back at all the pictures, all the videos and everything, and just trying to, if anything jogs any memories or anything. So that's where I am. That's the excuse for all the ridiculous amount of press coverage this morning for missing the breakfast show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is a lesson not to ever miss a breakfast show. The anxiety of reading all that stuff was
awful.
Mad.
I would hate it when I would hate hearing my own show when I hadn't missed it. It would be awful.
yeah.
So, last seen at a Brits after party by me and Chris last night. I mean, we saw you.
Yeah, have a think. Was there anything weird that you noticed? And also the other thing to say about this is that you've got to just take my word that I know as much as you all. This
I know.
Is not me trying to double bluff everyone.
I totally
I know
believe
we've done
you.
That before. But it's sort of I'm trying to retrace. You know, it's that classic thing of a night out. You retrace your steps of the night out, being like, what happened? I need to do the debrief with someone, but I've got no one here to do it. So I could do the debrief with the listeners. That would be really helpful.
Remember what the note said that I had passed to me? Greg has been captured by someone at the Brits, but he doesn't know who. Have a think.
Scott Mills.
Camila Cabello coming up, and Zara Larsson and Lewis Capaldi, who I got many kisses from last night. And we hugged him. Did you see us on telly?
Yeah, I got loads of messages, loads of people spotted us. Just before he went on stage, giving us a big cuddle.
Hannah!
Hello!
Right, who's got Greg?
I think it's Foles, or Yanis in particular.
Why Yanis from Foles?
So, last night, obviously they won an award, and then they posted a picture with Greg with the caption, we won, you're coming with us. And Greg also mentioned about a red scarf. In the picture, Yanis is wearing a red scarf.
Oh, I've just seen the picture. You're right. So right.
Yeah.
Yanis clearly wearing a red scarf there. But was Yanis the only one in a red scarf? I don't think so. People are
probably
saying...
Probably not.
Well, no, because apparently Sam Fender was wearing all blue last night, like a light blue jacket and,
that's right, yeah.
And trouser combo.
Yeah, he came over and said hello.
I
remember it.
But there was one point on the red carpet where he also had a red scarf.
Ah.
Also, yeah. I've just been told that I think Yanis, I think I'm allowed to say this, I think Yanis is still out.
Oh, really?
Like, he went out.
That's pretty good going.
Yeah, but fair.
So like, it could rule him out potentially.
You've just won an award, right? I need to get confirmation on that, but I believe that to be true. One. The search is on. On his Twitter, he's just literally in a white box. Love him. He doesn't know where he is.
It is just that as well, isn't it? Just a white box.
It's just a white box. So Anne Marie had a red scarf on last night on the red carpet. So. Suspect. We've just had confirmation from Foles' management, though, that Yanis is still out and could be in a bar near you. So, therefore...
Who's got Greg? Yanis from Foles. Eliminated from
not
inquiries.
Not Yanis.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here with Chris. Hi.
Hi.
I think if we're trying to find Greg James, the red scarf might be a good lead.
Yeah, I think it is. You're right. Also, look who's just rolled up at Radio 1. It's only that dude from Hunted, Peter Blexley. You know, he loves a hunt. Whenever there's a hunt, he turns up. Have you noticed that?
There he is!
There he is. The man himself. The hunt is on, people. We need to find out who's got Greg. Should we speak to him? Maybe we can get him on the show.
Can we get him in?
Are we allowed him in?
Is that all right?
Do you want to come in?
OMG.
Oh, great. Yes, this is happening.
Right, okay.
Scott Mills.
Right, Zoe in Manchester, what is your theory?
So, I think that it's definitely Anne-Marie.
Why?
So last night I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw this picture of Anne-Marie on the red carpet and she was holding this awful scarf. Literally only remember because I thought it was like the worst outfit choice. Oh. And then when you were speaking to Greg earlier, I was like, oh my God, the red scarf on Anne-Marie. Went to have a look and she's deleted the photo.
Really?
Yes. Suspicious.
Because Greg's blindfold, he said, was a scarf.
Yeah.
A red scarf. And so this red scarf seems to be a go. We know that he was captured by someone at the Brits. The mission here is we've got to find out who's got Greg.
Zoe, I love that you sass your way through the pictures and the Brits like all of us do.
Yeah, I mean, I was judging and that's the only reason I remember.
You're like, yeah, no, yeah, good outfit,
and
bad outfit,
so,
bye.
Now it's useful.
Yeah, it is useful now. Thank you, Zoe. This is incredible scenes.
Yeah, Leeds ahoy. We've got our best guy on the case as well. He loves a hunt. Peter Blexley is here. From Hunted. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I saw
love
you.
It when you get involved in these
Peter,
things.
I saw you in the live lounge earlier. I was like, I've seen that man on TV. How come you're here?
Well, the Radio 1 bosses got hold of me and they've hurriedly dragged me in here in order to try and solve this mystery of who's got Greg.
Right.
And to be perfectly frank with you, as a lifetime investigator, this is the job for me.
Right. Peter from Actual Hunted, what can you tell us?
Well, there are some inconsistencies, unfortunately, in what Greg has been telling us. I listened to those couple of occasions when you spoke to him.
Yeah.
At one point, it was a hood on his head. Then it was a blindfold. Then he introduced headphones. Now, if you're blindfolded and you've got headphones on, how can you judge if a journey is an hour or so long?
Yes! But
that's just one of the questions I've got. Mate,
this is what we need.
But hashtag white wine. That's what I'm saying, though. He was in a funny state. The Brit Awards, I was on his table. We were on his table last night. He was probably quite disorientated.
He wasn't
it's
that
worth
bad.
Bear in mind.
I think you talk about white wine. He talks about wine. And yet a lady called Grace posted on Instagram a picture of her standing next to Greg. And he's got like a cocktail glass in his hand.
Right.
It's a
really
wine glass.
This is why we need you, Peter. That's Grace, who works on the show, who was with Greg a lot last night. He said white wine. You're saying cocktail glass, which you do not drink a white wine from. This is why we need Peter. Peter, how significant is the red scarf, Peter?
Quite significant, I think. And I thank Zoe so much for calling in because, look, I'm not going to solve this mystery on my own. I need the Radio 1 listeners to be out there, to be the eyes and the ears so that we can solve this mystery.
81199 with anything you might have, any thoughts, any theories.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Potential subject, do you think?
Sam Fender.
Yeah. Could he have Greg? I don't know. He just seems so innocent in his light blue suit. But at some point was spotted with red scarf last night, which seems to be a lead.
Yeah, this red scarf thing is the key lead so far.
Greg James, are we any nearer to who's got you?
Well, I guess, because people are now focused on it, but the red scarf has definitely cropped up a lot on Twitter, hasn't it, with, you know, Sam Fender and the last caller talking about Anne-Marie holding a red scarf and stuff. I was listening to Peter, who is amazing, by the way.
Amazing.
And I wanted to just reinforce how in the dark I am about all this.
Yeah, I think he was like, oh, I'm suspicious of Greg, but I truly, truly, truly believe, and I know you've cried wolf before, but I truly believe that you don't know anything.
Well, this is the thing. So I understand that a lot of people would be like, well, he's being devious and it's probably a double bluff. But I know as much as you know. And the wine thing, look, one of the reasons why we're all in such a state today is because we were mixing. Yeah, he was picking out sort of things that what's the word I'm looking for? Inaccuracies, inconsistencies.
Yes.
He was like, well, he said headphones, but then he said there was a blindfold, and then he said this and that. And
I saw a cocktail glass. Let's rule you out of being devious here, okay?
Yeah. So basically, I am on the side of all the listeners. It's we're all the goodies, yeah. And the captor is the baddie that we need to try and work out who that is. So,
got you. Great.
The big question is, who put me in this box? Who has captured me from the Brits? When we work that out, then I can escape. And I have no idea. I mean, I just have names floating around my head like you do. Like, I could be like, oh, it's Sam Fender. But we need to have actual evidence.
Now, we've just
got to
try and move it
forward.
Do you know the scarf that's the blindfold? Where is it?
Yes.
Have you got it there? Can you
sniff it? It's next to me on my little bed, yeah.
Sniff it.
Smell it.
Well, as soon as I saw that picture of Yanis from Foles with it, I started smelling it, and I was like, it doesn't necessarily smell Yanis-y, but...
Does it smell like a boy or a girl, or...
It doesn't. It sort of smells...
You know what girls smell like, and I know what boys smell like. What does it smell like?
It actually smells kind of new, which leads me to think that this was planted.
Right.
You know? I don't feel like this was somebody's.
I was hoping there's some kind of celebrity scent on there. Mm. Like
there's no scent on this.
No?
No one's over-musked on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are now, all of us, the detectives. Georgia, I know you've been doing a lot of detective work. What are your findings or theories?
Okay, so we found out from the gentleman from Hunted that the red scarf is significant. So yes. As long as it's not a red herring, we already know Anne-Marie and Yanis had the red scarf, and we also know Sam Fender did. But digging through the Brit Awards Wikipedia and seeing the pre-ceremony performers, I've looked at all their Instagrams. Freya Ridings also had the scarf, but Dermot Kennedy also had the scarf on his Instagram story, but he drew attention to it because he wasn't wearing it. It was on the table, but he also put a red scarf emoji in the bottom left corner. So I thought that was quite significant, especially because all those artists are kind of, we know that they've got very close relationships with Radio 1.
Yeah.
So I think we need to work out who is passing the red scarf between sort of everyone. And I noticed, and this might be a little bit of a red herring, and it's kind of not related to the clues that I've just kind of put forward, but I was trying to think if Maya Jama had anything to do with it. And I looked on her Instagram story, which is obviously always crazy, but she was with H, and I went on H's Instagram and he's deleted everything. There's nothing there. There's just mouse emojis. And this is a bit of a game of cat and mouse. So I'm thinking, is that related?
Oh, Georgie, you're good.
I mean, I love you, and I love how detailed you've gone into this. H probably just had a big night and deleted everything, but yes.
I mean, maybe.
However, me and Chris have just realised something about the red scarf thing, which was subliminal until now.
Oh, yeah. So when we arrived at our table, I wanted the Wi-Fi code. It was written on the table there, right? And I noticed there was a little red scarf. It was almost like a little drawing or emoji or something on the table.
I remember what's that red thing?
I sort of just, like, we didn't gloss on it too much because it wasn't significant. But then, and I was asking some of the guys here at Radio 1, apparently there were these little red scarfs everywhere, all over the place.
And Georgie...
And, like, in the run-up to the O2 outside as well, like, odd.
And Georgia, you're saying that a couple of artists, or one artist in particular, had red scarf emojis on their social media?
Yeah, so if you go on Dermot Kennedy's Instagram story, you can see the red scarf is, I think it's like his last story, the red scarf is on the table, but in like the bottom left corner, just above the actual red scarf, is a red scarf emoji.
So what do we think we do next? I think we try and rule out Sam Fender, Anne-Marie...
Yeah,
yeah, Freya Ridings
and Dermot Kennedy.
Or
work out a link between them or how this is getting passed around. Mm. If we can get information off them as to where they picked this up. Because some of them wore it on the red carpet, others wore it in the event. So I'm guessing that either there's more than one red scarf and this is a massive red herring, or we find out who's passing it or who they're getting them from.
Are you an actual detective in real life?
No.
You should be. What's your actual job?
I'm a lawyer, so that might be why.
There it is.
Good at research and stuff.
Right, let's try and get Anne-Marie and Ridings on the phone, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay. More inquiries.
Hello.
Who's got Greg? Ah, it's doing my head in now. 81199. Hello, Freya Ridings.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are you?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm just out for a slight hangover brunch with my family.
Georgia, and it's 10 to 3, Freya, but you are a pop star, so nothing to do. Right, tell me exactly where you were at 12:30 last night.
I was at the Universal after party with my brother.
Can't believe I didn't see you. Was Daddy Pig there as well?
No, we went to the Nile Rodgers party as a family and we sang to We Are Family, and it was a really real highlight of our life.
I remember hearing We Are Family, but I didn't see you. I only saw AJ Pritchard from Strictly Come Dancing. Disappointing. Anyway, you were there at 12:30. Where were you afterwards? What did you do?
Me and my brother stayed for a little bit, and then we got a cab home. We were pretty responsible.
And was it a cab? We're trying to get an alibi for you, Freya Ridings. It's not like a horse and carriage or anything like that that we would be able to get pictures of, is there?
What are
trying to rule you out with this thing?
What are the relations of you and a red scarf?
Oh yeah,
I did wear a red scarf last night, but I always wear a scarf when I'm like when I go out because I like to keep my chest warm. So
did
honestly,
you choose to wear a red scarf? Or did someone give it to you?
Because it got chilly and rainy last night after the red carpet, so I put on a red scarf.
Right, but why red? Yeah. Were you told to wear red?
No, I felt like it.
Is your brother there to confirm this alibi?
Yeah, my brother's here. He can confirm the alibi.
Put him on the phone.
Hello?
Brother
Hello?
Pig.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's your name, brother?
Oh, my name's Arden.
Arden Ridings. I bet he does. Right, so where were you at 12:30 last night?
I was with my sister munching on these like amazing burgers.
Okay, yeah, were you dancing to We Are Family?
Yes, we were. Was it Nile Rodgers? Nile Rodgers.
Was your sister wearing a red scarf?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my brother can confirm that.
Okay, right. Yeah. Let's rule out the brother and rule out. Let's rule out all the ridings, I think.
Yeah, it's not a riding.
Okay.
Theft. Yeah.
I'll let you off.
It is not.
Back to your brunch immediately.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I'm now told I can go to another pop star to try and eliminate them or include them more in our inquiries. Who's got Greg? Hello, good pop star Anne Marie.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Right, let's go good cop, bad cop on this, Chris. I'll be good cop. Hi, Anne-Marie. Did you have a good night?
Hi. It was fantastic.
Where is he? What have you done with Greg?
Who?
Greg
James.
What have you done with Greg James?
Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
No, I don't know. Don't know who that is. I have no idea.
You do know who that is. You've been on this show. Oh, sorry. I'm supposed to be the good one. Go. You go.
Yeah, be the nice one.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Did you have fun?
Listen, I don't know where he is. I don't know why you're calling me.
Right.
Why were you wearing a red scarf?
Do you know what? That red scarf was just... I was taking photos and someone just chucked it round my neck and was like, I have a picture of this. It's a lucky scarf.
Right. Who was that person? Oh, sorry. I don't even know. Who might that be?
I don't know who that was.
You're well suspicious.
Honestly. Well, I thought you were the nice one.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oi. Someone doesn't do... Oi.
Oi.
Are you trying to be bad cop?
Oi.
Oi. Someone doesn't just chuck you a red scarf and you wear it. Doesn't wear like that.
Well, they did, Chris. That's what happened.
Right.
Where were you at 12:30
last night?
Last night, 12:30, I was halfway through the party... And I went upstairs to my room and had a quick bath.
Did you have a bath?
Had a quick bath and then went back down.
Was Greg James in the bath?
Mm. Is there an alibi?
No. This is boring.
I don't think he's...
All right.
I don't think he was in the bath, no.
Did you used to watch The Bill, Anne-Marie? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Right. You'd be the one answering in your dressing gown, going, "What do you want? He's not here."
I told you already.
He's not here, and he would be there. He'd be like, the police would be like, "Oh, we're coming in then," and he'd be in the next room.
Let's keep this really simple.
Sure, John.
Anne-Marie, have you got Greg?
No, I have not.
Do you believe her, though?
I promise.
Right. She wouldn't lie to us.
Please, go Greg!
Anne-Marie. Eliminated from inquiries.
I'll let you off this time, all right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
One!
Here's the thing, if we've not solved this Who's Got Greg thing before six, do you know who needs to interrogate somebody?
Who?
Grimmy. Eilish.
Ah.
6 p.m. tonight. Leave no stone unturned.
Also, she's basically Bond now, so she can get to the bottom of this.
Good point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got Greg.
Oh, God. Only so many times Radio 1 can play tricks on you. Do you know what I mean? Or you play tricks on us, Greg James. This time, though, I do believe, Greg, he's not fooling any of us. He has literally been kidnapped.
I quite like this, though, because it means that we're sort of all in it with him rather than him just playing this out against us. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We're all part of the same team here, figuring this out so we can get him home.
Right, so I got a note earlier which explained where we're at so far. Greg has been captured by someone at the Brits, but he doesn't know who. But we are all the detectives. Now, this was a clue, I think, a big clue in the beginning. Greg's captor doesn't want to let him out, but they're only human, which people thought might be Rag and Bone. Have they covered their tracks perfectly, or have they made a mistake and given themselves away? The investigation starts now. Could you be the one, could be Dua Lipa, to work out who's got Greg? Right.
So, yeah, all that double meaning on have they covered their tracks perfectly could be a double meaning in that. That was our other theory.
Right, let's speak to Greg now and see where he's at in his mind. Hello.
Hello, I'm sat on the floor with a notepad and pen, and I'm really enjoying your good cop, bad cop routine.
Yeah, it wasn't
that good.
It's
actually really inspired me to...
I forgot to be good cop. I started going in halfway through on Anne-Marie, but... It's work in progress. Do you know what I mean?
And then sort of arsey cop.
Yeah, really. A little bit. Yeah,
it was good. So you managed to eliminate Anne-Marie out of your inquiries and Freya Ridings.
Yes.
And I'm now looking back at every bit of video on Instagram story from the Brits last night. I'm looking at everyone's pictures, everyone's little videos that they've done, all the Brits official accounts and everything, just to have a look at stuff. Because the weird thing about this scarf, which everyone seems to be talking about, is that the scarf was used to blindfold me to get me into this room from the Brits after party. And I've since seen that scarf on loads of other people, but I don't remember, A, the photo being taken, but even, there's basically a photo where I'm hugging Yanis from Foles and he's wearing that scarf, so he must have known something about it.
Yeah, but we've...
I didn't realise at the time.
We've eliminated him as well because he's still out, apparently.
Great.
he was at 1 p.m.
Good. That's good going.
The listeners have also fingered Dermot Kennedy and Sam Fender, but we can't get hold of them right now for an alibi.
But I'm looking at all the evidence and I'm reading all the articles from last night and trying to work out who was at that party we were at, and I just... Do you remember anything slightly odd?
It's just your trousers, mate. I said this earlier, your trousers were odd, but that's not there.
Yeah, but
doing.
You made it fashion.
I remember a conversation we had. We had this conversation on the escalators at the tube station.
Yes.
Where I said, Chris, you could wear a pair of trousers like this. And he went, no, I couldn't. I went, you can, and you look great. And he went, they look like your cricket trousers. Yeah. And I said, that's a fair point.
I asked you if you were wearing a box.
Is that a cricket joke?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't mind you in a cream chino, I'm not going to lie.
Seriously, we're all delirious, but I feel like I've just had a look at the hashtag who's got Greg, and it's really kicking off. It's interrupting people's days, and they're kind of like, I can't get any work at uni done, I've got to get this sorted. It is one of those things that's really addictive. It's like a good old-fashioned game of Cluedo.
Yeah.
But as you said, Chris, we're all sort of on the side of... We're all on one side, and then we've got to try and find this baddie who has arranged to have me captured, basically.
Right, so people are noticing things that I didn't even notice on the night. I mean, I can't think why. And on Scott's Instagram story, there is the red scarf on a chair in front of Nick Grimshaw, the one before you hugging Lewis Capaldi and calling him your bae. I don't even recognise any red scarf from last night, but I've just looked and it is there. Right, I think that we have got... I believe we've got Sam Fender, on the phone next. So, if when we speak to Fender, Greg, right... We are trying to get hold of him. If you hear an accent from the northeast of England outside your door, then he's definitely your captor, okay?
All right, I'll keep an ear out. Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I think we've got Fender on the phone. Let's interrogate. Hashtag who's got Greg? Someone has. He's been captured by someone at the Brits.
I like that we're getting all these people on throughout the show immediately.
Sam Fender. Hello.
Hello.
Where are you now?
I am in the dressing room in Newcastle because we've got a gig.
Describe what's around you.
I'm surrounded by sandwiches, mayonnaise, pots of noodles, Colgate toothpaste, some avocados, a bin full of crap.
Where's the...
Are you being bad cop? Yeah, I am.
Leave it. Where's the light blue suit you wore last night, and where's that red scarf that I saw on Instagram?
The light blue suit is being given back to the person I got it off because we're not big time enough to take it home.
Did you leave the tags in from Primark?
And the other one's covered in egg and cress, and that one had to go back and off.
Where's the red scarf?
Red scarf? I have no idea. It came out of my hands at some point in the night.
Who gave you the red scarf?
I think I saw Yanis from Folds wearing it, and I think while he was in the netty, like having a wee, I nicked it from him.
Sure, Jan. Crap story. Right, you do good, cop. Go
Mr. Fender. Have you
what?
Got... Mr. Fender.
Right, he's being nice. He's the nice one, okay?
Have you got Greg James with you right now?
No, I have not.
What have you done with him?
I have not done anything with Greg.
Do
I would
you
never
know?
Do it.
When was the last time you
I
saw
want
him,
back,
though?
I want him to
when was the last time you saw him, though?
Last time I saw him... I don't know. I think it was a couple of days ago. Something like that.
Do you know who has Greg James?
I haven't any idea, to be honest. No idea whatsoever. I'm just trying to do my job, lad.
Are you happy with that?
I'm innocent.
Yeah, that's what they always say, son. Alright, okay, I actually believe you. Do you believe him?
I don't know what else we can ask him to rule. It all makes sense. He is in Newcastle, isn't he? He can't lie about that. But Greg said he was only about an hour away and the parties weren't anywhere near there, so it sort of does make sense.
Did Greg do that thing that Liam Neeson did on Taken, where he like, nah, it's exactly where he's like lying in there and covering all the turns and thinking about every turn?
What, bad acting? No. He's not acting. He's totally not in on it. Like he doesn't know where he is right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James, hello.
Hello.
Oh, are you okay, hon?
No, I'm not. I'm sort of getting a bit.
Are you having a low point?
I haven't slept because
no.
I was sort of. I guess I must have finally lay down in this bed at about four. I think.
Is it a single bed?
It's a single bed, and there's not many. Single beds that really are long enough for me, but right. You know that is very much the least of my worries right now.
Do you think it's been decorated to your captor's taste?
That's an interesting question. I mean, if so, the captor very much likes the minimalist feel. I would say they quite like the stark white walls, and I'd say it's basic. I'm comfortable, but. I'm pretty hungry now, actually. I could do with something to eat. I feel... Yeah,
I mean...
I'm a little bit... I'm literally trapped, but I feel a little bit claustrophobic because it's... Well, the room, obviously, has got a little ceiling on it because it's a little box that someone's made.
Can you stand up tall in it or not? Can you stand up fully?
I can, but it's quite low.
Oh,
it's quite a low ceiling.
And also,
but also
I mean,
it's quite interesting...
Yeah, I mean, you're a very long man. Can you only fit into beds that Lenny Henry can fit into off of Premier Inn?
Just
trying to lighten the mood, babe.
Sometimes if I have to go diagonally on a bed to make sure I fit in it.
Right, so I believe your captain not to be Samuel Fender because he's in Newcastle and you say that when you were snatched from the Brits after party that you went to and we saw you at last night, you said you think you were driven about an hour away. Newcastle, I'm saying at least 3.5, maybe 3 hours minimum away from where you were in London last night.
On a good run, of course, a good run.
So I think I'm eliminating Fender from our inquiries, if that's okay with you.
That is fine, but what I will say, just pick up on what he said. He said the Liam Neeson Taken thing is when he was in that van in the film.
Yeah.
He remembers all the turns and stuff. Do you remember that bit? He's like, left one, then three roads right, and I try.
And I will kill you.
Yeah, but I tried to do that and then I nodded off. So I really lost count of the because of wine and early starts, and I sort of lost count of the turn. So I can't even remember that bit.
Okay, so someone says, "Who's got Greg? Hi, Scott and Chris. Everyone seems focused on the red scarf, but Greg mentioned a pad. Is there a padlock on the door?"
There is. Yeah, there's a padlock on the door. Yeah, it's a it's a 5-digit padlock.
Oh. So I assume we've got to deal with that at some point.
Right. Well, someone says because Brits, they believe they saw Matty there last night, so it could be a key or a combination. Could the combination be 1975? But you're saying it's 5 digits.
Yeah, it's 5 digits, yeah. And it's currently sat on 5 zeros.
Okay. And I don't know, but I didn't see in the 1975 there last night.
Well, you know what? I did, actually.
Oh, you did?
So this is... So this is why I'm trying to relive that. It's good to talk about it.
I mean, I saw Judge Rinder. No one else did.
I saw you with Judge Rinder.
Yeah.
I did.
What
I
was
like, who's Scott talking to? Oh, it's Rinder.
Yeah.
So I actually bumped into Matty, but he wasn't really there last night, but he was briefly there by the red carpet.
Ah.
Sort of just hanging around in civilian... It was like, I'm in civilian clothes. I don't know if I'm going to be sitting at a table. Why did I see him? Why was he there? What did we talk about? We talked about his new song. Because he's got... What's that thing called? The movement thing. What's it called, that thing? They posted the other day about their new video.
I don't know.
I need to have a little look at this. I'm going to look back on Twitter, because they've got a new video about... A thing which could be, I've got a potential half a lead. I don't give it a go.
You sound mad.
Are you okay?
I'm mad. No, I'm not. I'm rambling. I mean, but I do. This is what I mean. I need help. I need some brains who have had some sleep. Really. Right.
Come on. Let us know what you've got. If anything, 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
# Who's got Greg? Someone's got him, and it's someone related to the Brits.
Who's got him?
Who's got him?
Someone out there
he
knows.
He could be there. He could be here. He could be there.
Hand him over.
Peter, what have you got for me?
Hi, I think I've cracked the code.
Oh, hello. So there is, if you look at Instagram and Twitter on Radio 1, there is a padlock on the door. So what do you think you've got, Peter? He's in a white room on his own.
I think the word Brits is the actual code, so it would be 84175. Maybe the code to let them out, because it's all Brits related.
Okay, so what you're doing there is the old the numbers to letters there. So letters to numbers. So it's 84175.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but it does look like we're going to have to do something with the. Sorry, guys. I've just got to say, I'm very distracted at the moment because. We've got Peter Blexley from Hunted here in the Life Lounge. He's only gone and hunted himself out of Mackey's.
He's chowing down right now.
I thought we were putting him to work here.
Well, no, everyone's allowed to have a break. No, Peter.
Sorry,
exactly. You enjoy those fries, Peter.
Yeah.
It's fine. We've got someone on it. We've got a code, though. Just to let you know. Do you think Brits 84175 might be the passcode?
Put the chips down and give that a look.
He's doing a shrug emoji with his actual hands. All right, leave that with me, Peter, all right? We'll investigate.
No problem.
Might get to... Thank you for the intel, potentially. We'll get Greg to pump that into the old system soon.
Scott Mills.
Justin Bieber and Quavo. Intentions on BBC Radio 1. Oh, I've gone delirious.
I feel like
now.
We're going down a rabbit hole with all these clues and everything, and then it makes you question everything, and
Greg
then you
James.
Realise the things that you're thinking about are quite stupid.
Ah, Greg, hello.
Same. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm going round and round in circles.
I feel I'm tired now. You must be really tired because you must be so confused as to where you are. If you just put us on, Greg was taken away from a Brits after show party last night, with a red scarf around his eyes so he couldn't see where he was going. I'm driven around, could be anywhere, for an hour. He doesn't know where he is, and neither do we. Who has got Greg? Right, so I think we can stop with this whole code thing, right? We just need to think about who has got Greg. Someone has captured Greg. Someone at the Brits. However, right, I'm not being funny. The guy from Hunted is next door eating a McDonald's and it's spinning me out.
He's just finished his chips and now looks like he's heading to the toilet. Right. I think we need to give him something to work on because... yeah.
Quite quick, everyone. Are we paying him? Serious?
In chips.
Seems like. And special sauce. Right, so if you could type in 84175, because that spells out Brits, apparently. Pointless.
Oh, do you want me to do it?
Yeah, go on.
Doesn't.
Well, I mean, what do you mean? What, on a phone? 84175? No,
that doesn't spell Brits, but...
Does it not?
I don't think so.
Okay, everyone's gone mad. Right, no, on the keypad that you said was there, it's not about that, it's about... Who has got Greg? It's someone from the Brits.
Yeah, exactly. I think we need to focus more on the clues that are around pop stars or people that are the Brits. That's a point. It might not be pop stars. We haven't thought of that yet.
That's the thing. It could be a celebrity guest who was there. I mean, I imagine it's a famous person. That's sort of what I've assumed here. I guess it would be. It'd be just quite weird if it was just nobody, someone that none of us knew. Yeah. that would be really spooky. But I imagine it's either a guest or someone who was, you know, performing or won an award or nominated or something like that. So that's what I'm going off at the moment. But okay. It's making me really spin out, as you just said.
Grimmy is going to continue the search from four. You know, the only thing being, worse than being stuck in a room, Greg, from the amount of time that you've been?
What's that?
It's being on the London Underground last night with Chris Stark.
Oh, he was so, and rightly so, he was so proud of this last night.
This is the worst. So we're about to get to the stop where we get off to go to the Brit Awards.
I do this every year, by the way, it's a tradition.
And... I mean, I knew you were going to do it, but it doesn't make it any easier. Listen for this.
Scott Mills on the tube, everyone. Woo!
Seriously.
What a DJ Scott Mills, obviously.
Him, yeah. That's DJ Scott Mills.
I do get on the tube.
He's on the tube, everyone. Man of the people.
Stop it.
Woo! Woo! Go on, Scott.
I didn't recognise you because he didn't speak.
Go on, Scott.
All right, Millsy.
I love that guy who's there. And then you turn
DJ
around,
Scott Mills.
You turn around to him and go, I do get the tube, you know.
Yeah. I do.
You have to continue to Canning Town.
Oh, this is the worst. So we couldn't even stop at the station. Open the doors. He's just been like, man of the people. And he's like, we're going to have to go to Canning Town, everybody. So I'm having to be like, I'm so sorry, everyone. Thinking that I could get off within seconds. And then this happens.
You have to continue to Canning Town. Any passengers were going to alight here in North Greenwich will have to return on the
Brilliant.
Eastbound service. Well, I'm on,
mate. Don't worry, Scott Mills, man of the people, will carry on the train.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Wednesday's show. Join us tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.
Oh, listen, whilst you're all here listening to this amazing podcast, best podcast there is out there, easily, right, Scott? I need to tell you about my side hustle, which is a podcast called That Peter Crouch Podcast. You may have heard of it. It's Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
And it's me. And it's a guy called Tom Fordyce, who's the BBC's chief sports writer.
Yeah.
And we just chat about various topics. Now, the reason I wanted to tell you about my little side hustle is because this week's podcast is a really, really good one. It's funny. Funny as.
Yeah.
And it's because we had a special guest. We don't do it very often, but we managed to get hold of a referee called Mike Dean. Now, Scott, I've showed you some of his videos. He's character.
Yeah.
This guy. Now, if this sounds of interest, it's on BBC Sounds. Go search it out. That Peter Crouch Podcast. I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to kind of advertise it on here.
Who cares?
But we're doing it anyway.
Yeah. I've been with you in the pub and people come up to you and go, oh, I love the Crouchy podcast, Chris. People love this podcast and I've listened to it recently and I get it because I'm not into football, but the stories are immense.
Yeah, it's just like a bit of a pub chat.
Yeah.
You know, and so if that's your vibe, please do just search it out right now. Give it a listen. Let us know what you think.
It's like a pub chat with your best mates. Only one of them is Peter Crouch.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. So That Peter Crouch Podcast, search it out on BBC Sounds.